great all saints for the best. Good day, students. Welcome to another teaching on economics. My name is Mr. Chimeze Ehilebu, your economics teacher. This class is for SS2, and the next topic for today is demand for and supply of money. Demand for and supply of money. Announcement. Before I start this topic, let me quickly remind you, students of SS2 in economics, that I am still waiting for your assignments on the first topic. A significant number of you have not submitted the assignment, and I want to do the corrections, especially on the calculation on utility, which some of you said you didn't understand how to go about it. Now, let's go back to our topic for today, which is demand for and supply of money. I'm going to break this down into two. The first part is demand for money, and the second is supply of money. What is our objectives? One, definition of demand for money. Two, reasons or motives behind demand for money. Three, meaning of supply of money. Four, factors affecting the supply of money. And the quantity theory of money. And lastly, the value of money. Introduction. In your SS1, you dealt with money as a topic, and you must have learnt about historical development of money, qualities and functions of money. This teaching is now a further aspect of money for SS2 class. Now, let's go on. Definition of demand for money. The demand for money means the desire to hold money, that is, when we keep our resources or wealth in liquid form rather than investing it. In our local parlance, what this is saying is, why do you want to keep money in your house or pocket? The demand for money in economics is known as liquidity preference. Let us now go on to our next subtopic, which is reasons or motives behind demand for money. It was Lord Keynes who postulated that there are three motives or reasons responsible for the demand for money. Now, let me tell you a little about Lord Keynes. John Maynard Keynes was an economist, formerly of the classical school of thought, which comprised some great economists like Adam Smith, David Ricardo, and Thomas Robert Malthus, etc. Lord Keynes was a great economist, and many of his postulations or theories are being used by various governments of today. So he said that there are three motives or reasons why you will want to hold money. The three reasons are, one, for transactionary motive. This means that people will keep money for their day-to-day transactions, that is, for purchasing their daily requirements, such as food, clothing, making payments for taxi fares, etc. The amount of money held depends on one's level of income and the interval between one payday to the next. Another important reason, which is the second one, is for precautionary motive. People keep money with them so as to be able to meet up with unforeseen contingencies. Someone in the family may suddenly fall ill, and has to be taken to hospital. Your car may break down anytime, and an unexpected visitor may come anytime. So you need money that you will hold. Another important reason why somebody may want to hold money is for speculative motive. Speculative motive. This motive is specifically a business motive, and it relates to people's desire to hold money for the purposes of taking full advantages of investment opportunities. For example, if people think that the rate of interest is likely to fall in future, or if the prices of stocks are likely to increase, people may want to invest their money at once while the prices of stocks are still low. On the other hand, if the interest rate is likely to rise in future, or if prices of stocks are likely to fall, they will withhold money now. Let's go to the next objective, which is supply of money. Supply of money. What is supply of money? Supply of money refers to the total amount of money available for use in the economy. That is total amount of money available for use in the economy at a given period of time. Or let me give you another definition. We may define supply of money as the total stock of money available for use in the economy. The total stock of money available for use in the economy. Supply of money consists of two major items. A. Currency in the form of banknotes and coins that are circulating outside the banking system. B. The bank deposits in current accounts, which are withdrawable by check. And this is what we call bank money. Bank money. Hello, students. I hope you are not confused here. What I'm saying here is that all the money put into circulation throughout Nigeria, both banknotes and coins by the central bank, including those in the banks in current accounts in different banks in the country, is what we refer to as a supply of money. The next one now is, what are the factors affecting or determining the supply of money? Factors affecting or those factors that determine the supply of money. They are 1. Bank rate. Bank rate. This is the rate of interest which the central bank charges the commercial banks for lending money to them, which if it's high or low, will affect the supply of money in circulation. 2. Cash reserve. Cash reserve. Another name for this is cash ratio. This refers to the minimum legal cash reserve requirements of these commercial banks. In other words, the commercial banks are required by the law of the country to keep a certain percentage of their deposits with the central banks. If the cash reserve is high, the supply of money will definitely be low, and vice versa. Now, this particular one, that's this cash reserve and bank rates, are some of the important factors in which the central bank used to control the commercial banks. Now, number 3, demand for excess reserves. Demand for excess reserves. If the commercial banks demand for excess reserves, then automatically the supply of money will also increase. Let's go to the next subtopic, which is the quantity theory of money. The quantity theory of money. Let me quickly introduce this quantity theory of money. There are many theories that are postulated about demand for money and supply of money. One of them is the quantity theory of money. It is defined as the relationship between the quantity of money in circulation in an economy and the price level. It explains what happens when there is imbalance between the demand for money, that is the demand for money that is being made by the households and firms. Now, when we talk about households here, we are talking about the different family units in economics. And when we also talk about firms, we mean a business unit. So they demand for money for one thing or the other. So this one and the supply of money to these economic units are what we refer to as the quantity theory of money. This theory explains further that if the households and firms hold money, or rather, if they hold more money than they required, that is, if there is an excess supply of money over demand, they will spend the surplus on currently produced goods and services, and this will invariably increase the price level. On the other hand, if they hold less money than they require, that is, if there's an excess demand over supply, then both the households and the firms will try to build up their cash balances by reducing their expenditure on goods and services. This will eventually reduce the level of prices. The quantity theory of money was remodified. That is, this theory was looked into and was slightly added to. And the person who did this was someone we call Professor Irving Fisher. Professor Irving Fisher. He now called it velocity of circulation of money. Velocity of circulation of money. He defined it as the speed at which money circulates within the economy by changing from one hand to another. And this is shown by the equation MV equal to PT. MV equal to PT, where M equals to the supply of money, V the velocity of circulation of money, P is equal to the price level, and T is the quantity of goods. So according to this theory, the value of money is determined not only by the supply of money, but also by the rate at which money circulates and the quantity of goods and services available. This theory tries to correct the impression that increases in prices are the result of profiteering on the part of producers or sellers. Now, what he's trying to say in essence is that earlier, you know, many people thought that producers and sellers, they made profit in terms of the buying and selling. But later it was discovered that the supply of money has other factors that affect it. That is not only the profits that both sellers and buyers are making. So our last objective here is to discuss about the value of money. What is value of money? In economics, the value of money refers to the purchasing power of money. That is, the quantity of goods and services which a given sum of money can buy. If such a sum of money can purchase fewer goods and services, this will mean that the value of money has fallen. And this happens when prices rise. But if a given sum of money can purchase more goods and services, this will mean that the value of money has risen. And this happens when prices fall. Now let's take an example. If a 50 naira note can now buy 10 cups of garri instead of 4 cups, this means there's an increase in the value of money. What are the factors determining the value of money? Factors determining the value of money. The first one and the most important one is the price level. The price level. The value of money varies inversely with the price level. In economics, when we talk about inversely here, we mean that the price level and the value of money move in opposite direction. Opposite direction. That is, if the price level increases, then the value of money will reduce. If, on the other hand, the price level reduces, the value of money will increase. So if the price level increases, this will mean that a given sum of money will purchase fewer goods and services, and vice versa. Two, the volume of goods and services. The volume of goods and services. Don't forget, we are still looking at the factors determining the value of money. So we are saying that the second point is the volume of goods and services. If more goods and services are available, while the supply of money remains constant, the value of money will increase. This is because more commodities can be bought with a given sum of money. Three, that's another very important factor determining the value of money. The supply of money and its speed or velocity of circulation. The supply of money and its speed or the velocity of circulation. Here we are talking about, you know, the speed here or the velocity, the rate at which money circulates. So if the quantity of money in circulation increases, while there's little or no increase in the available quantity of goods and services, this will mean that a larger quantity of money will purchase fewer commodities. The value of money will therefore be low and vice versa. These three factors and others, they work through inflation and deflation. That is, inflation and deflation are both factors, you know, that affect the value of money. This inflation and deflation will be our next topic after this one. So while inflation reduces the value of money, deflation increases its value. All right, students, now let's take your assignment. I want you to complete the following assignment and you try and submit it as at when due. One, explain other factors determining the A, supply of money, B, the value of money, C, I, what is deflation? Two, give ways by which deflation may be controlled. Thank you very much. Watch out for your next topic on video. Bye.